Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
This is the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous Podcast with iHeartRadio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Almost Famous Podcast. Our first episode in the off season, which is not a long off season. It's a very short off season, but it is an off season nonetheless. What's up, Ashley?
The Bachelor franchise has made it so that we haven't had an off season pretty much a whole year.
Is this going to be a thing?
Pretty much. No, it's not a thing. You know, according to spoiler size,
okay.
We are going to go back to regularly scheduled programming for a while, which I think is a good decision.
Okay, so it's like we'll have a Bachelorette season after Clayton's season. It will air sometime when? Like when can we?
May.
May
and June.
So we'll get
May,
a little June. Break here. But I mean, I feel like the viewers have really, like, if you're a fan of the show and you're like, I'm not missing an episode, I'm not gonna like ever not be around for one, I want to know what's going on. Holy cow, you have I would love to do the math on how many hours you spent watching The Bachelor in the last like 18 months.
Well, I want to know how many of you were like, I'm taking a break, I can't, it's not exciting anymore.
I would think, Ashley, if I were to guess, it's going to be a lot of me guessing, a lot of me making things up. I'm going to make this up.
Oh, okay.
I'm assuming that people tuned in for Michelle's season and they're going to take Clayton's season off, but it's also the wintertime, which usually means that people watch more TV because it's cold outside and it gets dark earlier. So I could be wrong, but I think like people really excited for Michelle. I think people are going to get excited for Clayton. I think they're starting to. I think the show's done a good job at kind of creating some excitement around it. But I just have a feeling that people are going to be kind of like over watching the show for a bit, just for a bit.
Yeah.
Just for a couple months.
Yeah. Yeah. We will see. We'll see. I mean, I think it's going to have to do with Clayton not having much of a storyline going off of Michelle's season. But let's get into the most exciting part that we've seen thus far, and that is Clayton's women. I believe that these girls are going to be carrying the show.
Yeah.
They are creating pretty good promos around them. It feels like pretty good old-fashioned Bachelor promos.
Yeah.
I was a little bit worried watching Katie and Michelle's promos because I was like, I don't know if they have, I don't know if there's going to be like actually substantial drama, but I think these girls are going to bring it. And Ben and I are going to go down the list. He's going to make his prediction as to what kind of character these girls are going to be, what, you know, what their backstory is. He's going to do his like assumption thing.
Yeah.
And I am just going to give you some fun facts on them.
Yeah, Ashley is going to be the truth teller. I'm just going to go off and make up stories. We'll see where it takes us. But feel free to follow along with the list as we go. It makes it more fun. You come up with your stories too. Please share them with us. But Ashley, I haven't looked at the list yet. So these are my first reactions, my initial reactions.
First
these are
going to
be right off the cuff. I just pulled the list up in front of me. So let's get going.
All right. We will be using BachelorNation.com's list, the Meet the Women appearing on Clayton's season of The Bachelor list. So go ahead, pull that up. Do, 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 do. And we'll be right back after this break.
Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy, ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pampers Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect.
Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
We're back, and we are starting with the first lady on this list, Cassidy. She's from LA. There's always so many from LA. She's 26. She's an executive recruiter. Ben, what are your predictions?
She cries a lot. The girl is a crier. She is sweet. She wants to be an actress. And as a result, now she's fell into the bachelor world, and she is a crier because she wants this so bad.
Cassidy's fun facts include that she doesn't like clubs because she hates waiting in lines. I hate clubs because they're squishy and they're loud and I can't talk in them. And that's just me. Cassidy has a matching tattoo with her mom, and she's a pro at driving a stick shift. Claire is up next. And why does Claire look so familiar? Am I wrong?
No, she's like a mix between Becca Tilly and...
She looks like that one girl from... I don't remember what season she was from. She was from... I think Ari's season. I don't remember her name, though.
Okay, well, that doesn't do us much good. But here's the deal. Claire looks at the stars for your future in life. She is big into astrology.
this is just your assumptions, by the way, guys.
And it looks like she's wearing some type of blood vial around her neck in this picture, which I'm assuming is from a past relative.
Oh, okay. We're getting real creepy deepy on this. She's from Virginia Beach. She's 28. She's a spray tanner. And her fun facts include she doesn't like people who don't wear deodorant. That's probably because she's a spray tanner and gets really up close and personal. Yeah. She loves ranch dressing with her buffalo wings. I mean, is that really an interesting fact about you? Don't we all? And she loves How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. Again, don't we all?
Don't we all?
Oh my goodness. Okay, this one is a standout because, like, what is she doing on The Bachelor? Sorry. I know really smart people, including you and I, Ben, have been on The Bachelor. But Daria, who is from Baldwin, New York, is 24 years old, is a law student that was admitted to 7 Ivy League schools, ended up getting her Harvard degree, and now she's at Yale Law School.
Holy cow. Does Yale Law School let you take some time off to go on The Bachelor?
She's going to take a semester off.
Yeah. She's the wise voice in the house. She stays out of drama. She's really confused. She's going to be the facial expression girl because her whole world is about to get turned upside down. She's just dealing with really smart people. And there are smart people on the show. But the drama starts... Words start getting spread, and she just gets confused.
Okay. I can go with that. Her other fun facts include that she idolizes Amal Clooney because she's a true ally for women. She hates sushi and wants to write a children's book one day.
I mean, come on. She's all that in a bag of chips. I mean, she's got it going on.
All right. Next up is Eliza, who comes from Germany, Berlin. She's 25 and a marketing manager.
So Eliza does this. She follows Jessica Clark's skincare routine every evening because her skin is flawless. Her teeth are as white can be. She's glowing during whatever photo shoot this is. Like, this makes no sense to me how somebody can look so put together during a bachelor photo shoot.
Wait, these are the best photos they've ever taken, probably.
Yeah, it looks like there's wind, like a little bit of fan blowing in front of her during this photo. And her hair is flipping up perfectly in the background while she smiles and gazes off into the distance. Here's Eliza's story. Eliza's there to the final four.
All right. All right. She also loves food festivals, going to the movies by herself, and loves visiting family in Switzerland, where they vacation often. Going to the movies by yourself. Have you done it?
Oh, yeah. I eat out by myself and I go to the movies by myself. I mean, not as much anymore, because if I just told Jess, hey, I'm going to the movies and see you later, she'd be like, oh, I want to go. But for years of my life, I did that.
Yeah, I've done it a time or two. Jared definitely has done it a lot, like you. All right, next up is Elizabeth. She's 32. She's from Highland Ranch, Colorado, and she's a real estate advisor.
Well, I was going to say she's probably dated a friend of mine.
Really?
I mean, she's from Highlands Ranch. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She's like right in the age group. So I was going to say, I've never met her, I don't think, in person. I don't know anything about her. She is in touch with nature. In fact, she's going to be the one to talk to the raccoon. Not out of anything crazy. She just it's the only thing she can find to confide in, and she needs some nature around her. Especially a girl from Highlands Ranch, Colorado. I mean, she's used to the mountains. She needs the mountains. She needs that breath of fresh air, and she's going to have a hard time finding it during this season.
Because she will be living with so many women in bunk beds. Her fun facts include that she speaks a dozen languages. How fluent are you in them? You can say hello, where's the bathroom?
Yeah. I mean, come on. That's insane. I've never heard of any. If that's true, we better see that on this season.
Yes. I want full-blown different personalities with each language. Elizabeth loves petting cute dogs. It makes her happy.
I told you.
I mean, come on.
She's a nature girl.
Yeah, I know, but who doesn't like petting cute dogs? And then tattoos are not her thing. Next up, we have NC. She is from Burbank, California. She's 28 years old. She's a sales manager. Ben, what do you think? She's got some cool French blue tips in this picture.
That is true. Here's what she does. She is my Pilates instructor. I do Pilates. If you've ever wondered why I can touch my toes so easily, well, there's a reason. I do Pilates, and she's the Pilates instructor that like subs in that you've never met before. And she walks in like, oh, she's going to be nice and sweet, coach me through it. And she puts on that microphone and she just dominates the room. I mean, she's making me hold an air squat for 3 minutes. She's yelling at me that I'm weak as I do it. And then we walk out of the room and she's like, hey, I hope you have a good day. She's that girl.
That could make sense because she loves Dance Dance Revolution.
I'm sure.
She has taught English to North Korean defectors when she studied abroad. And she would love more opportunities to dress in costume. I couldn't agree more. Oh, Gabby is next. And Gabby is from Denver, Colorado. Maybe you have friends who've dated her because she's 30 and she's an ICU nurse.
Well, I'm partial to anybody that lives in Denver. I mean, they've just got a good heart on them. They're incredible people. She cares deeply about the girls around her. She's the one at some point that there's going to be drama in the house, and she just stands up and she goes, hey, we need to take a break. Let's all go for a walk and hold hands while you do it. That's the type of girl she is because Denver's taught her well.
All right. Well, she's terrified of humpback whales, but would love to see one from afar in person. She likes to write cards, and stomping grapes in Italy is the top of her bucket list. Next up, we have Genevieve. She is from LA. She's a 26-year-old bartender. And Ben, what do you think about her?
Well, she has the same eyelash thing going on as Maddie Pruitt, where you like clump them together and you pull them out. You know what I'm talking about? What's that called?
Well, I mean, she's got long lashes and they're a little spidery, but it's okay. They look pretty.
I think that was like a thing that like Maddie set that trend. I remember that happening. You know what? She's been in a couple movies that you'll never see. She'll be the person that's like the background, maybe like two or three speaking roles in like a Harold and Kumar film. The Bachelor is going to be a great launching point for her. In fact, I think she's around a long time because she is sweet. She's driven. Just things in her acting career hasn't worked out for her. But as a result, she has a little edge to her. She's a mix, I would say, between Maddie Pruitt and Vanessa Grimaldi. Like,
oh, in terms I of see personality. Way more Vanessa.
Okay.
In personality and face. She okay. actually looks a lot like Vanessa. All right, well, she doesn't like public speaking. She loves going fishing and says that Hailey and Justin Bieber are her relationship goals.
Yeah, again, whose aren't they? I find Jessica looking at Justin Bieber and Hailey pictures all the time.
Wait, really? That's so funny. That's my sister. That she's they're her couple, and she looks at Hailey all day long on Instagram. But that's ironic because Hailey is the next girl that is on our list. She is from Orlando, Florida. She's 26 and a pediatric nurse.
Yeah, she's really shy. She gets walked all over during this season. In fact, she's really sweet. She doesn't want to cause any drama. She just walks into a room and there's a fight going on and somehow she gets dragged into it and she doesn't know what to do. In fact, we're going to see, she's going to be the narrator of the season. Because her tears and her emotions are going to be so involved in everybody there.
Okay, I feel that. Hailey dreams of hanging out with elephants in Thailand. She's not afraid to go skinny dipping, and she's Taylor Swift's biggest fan. I think you have some competition with that title, but we like a girl who likes Taylor.
Yeah.
Next up, you go ahead.
Are people scared of skinny dipping? Is there something fearful associated with it?
I have never, and yeah, I would say that I don't have like a desire. I'm like a little scared of it.
Well, like, is it the whatever is underneath the water, or is it getting caught? Like, what's the fear come from?
I think somebody seeing you that you're not with. Like, I would obviously only go skinny dipping right now with Jared, and I would be just terrified that somebody was going to show up, and I'd have to get out and be naked in front of somebody.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. I'm not scared.
I feel like Ben is the guy in the Ben's the guy in the locker room. He just walks around totally.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. We've all got it. Come on. We were born this way.
Jared and I are both so discreet.
Yeah, we're born this way.
Oh, so funny. Okay, Hunter is next. She is from Charlotte, North Carolina. She's 28 and a human resources specialist. She's a Disney princess looking for her Prince Charming. So says her bio.
She looks just like Genevieve. I mean, like they could be very like they definitely could be sisters.
They look similar.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Very similar. So she wants to be a Disney princess, which means her fashion sense are going to be out of this world this season. I think she's going to be a fan favorite. In fact, I would put my first impression rose on her. However, she doesn't last very long because they don't connect. She doesn't connect with Clayton. That's the story I'm going to make up in my mind. She doesn't connect with Clayton, but Clayton is sad to see her go.
Well, she's a huge foodie. So if he's not, it's not going to work out. Her favorite book is A Walk to Remember. Got to say, those are one of the rare times where the movie's way better than the book. And she would love to be one of Justin Bieber's one less lonely girl, except for the fact that he's married. And she would also love to have an Australian accent. Next up, we have Ivana. She's from Queens, New York. She is 31. And this is a very interesting occupation. She's a bar mitzvah dancer. She dances at bar and bat mitzvahs.
That's what I was going to say. She's somebody that dances at like parties.
that is what you were going to say.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I was going to say, this looks like a good time. She looks like somebody that you're going to walk into a room with and everybody has a better time because she's a part of it. In fact, that's going to be her storyline this season. On every group date, on every outing, she's going to be the one that like brings joy to the room with her smile and with her dance skills.
This is interesting. She loves to spend her time clubbing. I mean, man, we couldn't be more different.
Clubbing? She likes clubbing. The club?
Yeah.
Oh,
she
likes goodness. The club hop. You want to give me anxiety? Tell me I'm going to a club for a couple nights.
Exactly.
Holy cow. I was in bed at 9:15 last night. I turned off my TV and went to sleep, and it was fantastic.
Oh, I have so much anxiety about it. She also loves the idea of dancing naked in the rain and ending that night cuddling after her man washes her hair.
Whoa. Oh, I don't... Ashley, I'm speechless. I mean, all of a sudden, the imagery in my mind was just way too much for this moment. I just had to stop talking.
There's so much here. Okay, and those weren't even her fun facts. Those are in her bio, but I had to highlight them. She takes herself out to a new restaurant every weekend, which is kind of cool. She prefers... this is a kooky lady. She prefers indoor trees.
Indoor trees?
Indoor trees,
like a fake Christmas tree, or are we talking like trees planted inside?
I don't know. Are we talking like succulents, like little?
Ashley, I don't take back what I said earlier. She's gonna be a good time. Like, I don't know how this now is gonna play out, but I like her. I like her a lot.
I want to get to know more kooky things. She also works as a hand model from time to time.
Don't we all?
Next up, we have Jane. She is 33 years old from LA, lots of LA girls,
yeah.
Social media director.
Jade has eyes that will stare into your soul. I mean, that Jade's eyes are just piercing me right now. Maybe because I'm like blushing and feeling awkward after the last conversation we just had. But you know what? I like Jade. I like her energy. Here's where I'm going to throw it off. And you correct me if I'm wrong, Ashley.
Okay.
The ear piercings, I don't know, will be Clayton style. Like, coming from the Midwest, we aren't used to 4 or 5 earrings in an ear. It's if we were back in the Midwest, people would say that would be we'd be having an edge. We'd have an edge about us. When I got my tattoo, they said, "Oh, you're getting edgy." And it's like, well, it's a Bible verse, so we're not going that far. But yeah, like, She might be too edgy for Clayton.
Okay. I guess I can see that being a coast thing. Her fun facts include dreams of a life filled with unlimited kombucha. If that's not the most LA thing I've ever heard, I don't know what is. My dreams include me being able to eat like McDonald's and having an unlimited calorie supply. She's also terrified of tall cliffs and prefers glamping over camping.
She just doesn't like heights. Like you say tall cliffs, but you're like, you just don't like heights. That's what that is.
Tall cliffs, heights. Yeah. Do you go on roller coasters? Maybe she goes on roller coasters. Maybe she likes being attached to things, because tall cliffs are way scarier than tall roller coasters.
Maybe. I will say this. The amount of jewelry she's wearing in this picture gives me anxiety. I will say that. I've just counted 10 different rings on a finger, 4 different bracelets, 4 different pieces. I mean, if she wakes up every day and puts that on, I'm not only impressed, but I'm anxious. I had to get my ring tattooed on my finger just so I would remember to put it on.
That's true. All right, Jill, she's from Rhode Island. Situate, Rhode Island. I've met her a time or two now. She's 26. She's an architectural historian.
You've met her?
I have. She's come to Audrey's twice.
Uh-oh. Well, does she like generous coffee?
She does.
Okay, I like this girl. She's a gem of a human. She shines bright. She has good taste in everything. She's a Rhode Island girl, and we know how Rhode Island's favored on The Bachelor and Bachelorette. They end up becoming stars, like her very own Ashley Iaconetti. So, well, you're Virginia, but, you know, ish. You know, you found your way to Rhode Island somewhere.
Jared, he was the number 4. Here, you know, he was the real star here.
He is a star. Well, you know what? She's really in depth. She asks great questions. I don't believe she makes it too far. I don't think she's around that long, mostly because her desire to get to know Clayton so much ends up being building a gap between them because he's more interested in the girls he's kissing from the previews that we've seen.
Okay. Okay. Fun facts include she knows how to identify baby pine trees as being male or female. We did not talk about this in real life, nor did we talk about her Twilight obsession as a teen. We got to bond over that. And petting a wombat is at the top of Jill's bucket list.
Yep. Whose is it?
All right. Next up, we have Kate. Kate is from Lake Hollywood, California. Another LA girl, 32, real estate agent.
You know, Kate took a good picture here. I will say this. This seems to be...
This is a realtor picture. She knows how to take her headshot.
That's what I was going to say. This is a realtor picture. She knows how to do it. This looks like something that's going to become her Instagram profile here in about 2 months. I'm interested to see what she does during the season. Because from this picture, you would say, oh, she's going to be around a while. Mostly because of the confidence in her smile and her eyes. However, I think she causes some drama. I think she's feisty. I think she's got a little edge to her that doesn't come out in this photo.
I'm only going to be reading one fun fact because it's the only one that matters. Kate once went, dramatic pause, on a date with...
Wait, why did you pause at the beginning of that? Why don't you just go, Kate wants to went on a date and then pause?
Because I want to pause multiple times to really build it up.
Oh, fair.
Okay, Kate once went on a date with Harry Styles.
No way. I mean, what do you believe more? She went on a date with Harry Styles or that the girl speaks 12 different languages?
I believe she went on a date with Harry Styles. But, like, that means that, like, she got asked out by Harry Styles? Like, it wasn't like they flirted at a party. She went on a date with him.
And is it weird to brag says, about that?
Like, is no, it weird? This is like so odd. Normally, things like this, you keep to yourself. And like, you cherish those things, right? You make it, you're like, wow, that was the coolest thing in the entire world. I'm not even going to tell the world because that would make me less cool, right?
Yeah, that's what I would think.
But...
I
mean, she says if you ask her for details, she'll tell you all about it. So, producers, please book Kate as the first person we get from the show.
Here's my theory. She's beautiful. I'm not saying she couldn't be asked out by Harry Styles. She won it in some charity auction. It was like one of those type of dates.
Oh, that would be a twist. And that would give her the window to like talk about it without it being like... something that she's being too showy about. And I'm going to go ahead and guess she's 32. Harry is like 27. I think this probably happened when they were younger. Okay. I think this is probably a One Direction type of date. But we'll see. We'll see because we're going to talk to her one day. Next up, we have Kira. Kira is from Philly. She's 32 and she is a physician. Yeah, she got her bachelor's degree from Harvard, her MBA from Penn,
son of a
and
God.
Then her medical degree from UNC Chapel Hill.
I mean, where are they finding these girls? I mean, this is impressive stuff. This is a resume and a half.
Can we just say that, like, girls definitely want to be on this show more than guys want to be? I feel like the guys, they're like, there's so many guys that are just like throwaway men, right? But well, now here on the Bachelor, there are so many women who are just like so impressive that want to be on this show. It's just like a fight to get on the show. But guys, I feel like the producers are like begging for them.
I mean, so far, every single picture we've seen and every single bio we've read makes me go, this will be a great partner for somebody. Traditionally, as we read the bios in The Bachelorette, half of them like, there's no way. Like, these guys aren't ready. Like, come on now. They're just,
right?
This is a joke. These are great. These are some great women. I'm very impressed with this season. I mean, if anything, I'm going to be intrigued just by watching these women function. Well, if I know anything about Philly's got some grit. Philly's tough. Philly is outspoken. They know how to communicate and they know how to walk through life. And not, this is going to come off bad, but I don't mean it bad. Get what they want. Like, they go after the things they desire. And I believe she's has that in her. She's going to go after the things she desires. She's not going to let anybody step in her way. She's going to shine because she's sweet, but she's not going to stop going after Clayton if she ends up being into Clayton. And I think she's going to be. I think she's going to be into who he is as a man.
All right. Well, she wants a man to look at her the way that she looks at French fries and nachos. So I like her. She has two cats. And she taught herself to write hieroglyphics as a child. Of course she did.
Yeah.
Next up, we have a Lindsay D. She's 27 from Jacksonville, Florida, and she's a neonatal nurse.
She's also a former pageant queen because the way she's holding her hand here makes me think she's taken a picture once or twice. At what point did they say, hey, just take your hand and lightly put it under your chin? Be natural. Just, you know, that's what they always say during these photo shoots. Just be natural. And she goes, okay. Let me just take my hand and just lightly touch my chin.
God, did you read the bio?
No, I haven't scrolled down yet.
It says, this beauty queen won Miss Teen America at the age of 17.
Oh, I knew it. There's only one type of person that just lightly puts their hand underneath their chin and supports their neck in such a, you know, delicate way. And that's a beauty queen.
That is so funny. She has a daughter. She loves Taco Bell. She loves Hallmark Christmas movies and taking naps in hammocks. Next up, we have Lindsay W. She's from Houston, Texas. She's 28, and she's an industrial sales rep.
Oh, boy. Where's she from?
Texas, Houston.
You know, I'm getting distracted by the shirt, quite frankly, here. Never seen anything like it.
Very strange. It looks like a pucker top from 2000.
But it might be fashion. I don't know. I'm always behind the times on these. But I would say that she is not going to be around a while. Not because she's not beautiful. Not because she's not sweet. But because she's too quiet. She's a really quiet human. She doesn't know how to take charge in the big group conversations, and as a result she kind of gets left behind. That would be my, just from seeing this picture and seeing the top, I think she's just a shy girl, and that's okay. It just doesn't work on this show.
Well, that makes sense because she says she's more of a baby Spice than a sporty Spice. She can't sleep without a I think that means that she's a little bit more like, you know, innocent and girly, very feminine than a, you know, than the sporty Spice.
Yeah.
And then she can't sleep without a white noise machine.
Same.
And interpret it as you may, we could have fun with it. She says she doesn't do clowns.
Yeah. Well, actually, I like her a lot. I hope she's around a while because I don't sleep without a white noise machine. I have one on my phone. I just convinced my parents when I was in Florida to put one on themselves because their cat likes to wake up in the middle of the night. And also, as you know, we went to this place in Captiva, Florida. Many people listening will have been there. It's called the Bubble Room. The Bubble Room is full of old toys and clowns. We walked in to get a piece of cake, and I had to walk out because of just the amount of uncomfortableness I feel. And interpret this however you may, I don't do clowns either.
Neither do I. Next up, we have Mara, and she's from Collingswood, New Jersey. She's 32. She's an entrepreneur. I like how many girls we have in their early 30s. It's nice.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, so far feeling like a flashback season, like, you know, 5 to 8 years ago.
Oh, my goodness. Totally. Like, you know, everyone is 26 to like 33, mm-hmm. which I think is the perfect age range for the cast of The Bachelor.
Yeah.
We have not seen a lot of 22, 23, and we've seen so many 22, 23 over the past 5 years.
I would agree. This is good so far. I like where we're going. And I like where this is trending because I think many people were wanting this to come back. But she knows what she wants. It's going to come off a little hostile during this season. Being from New Jersey, you know, you're outspoken. You communicate openly with your words. And you need some pushback at times. You need people to converse with you. But it's going to come off a little hostile. It's going to rub people the wrong way in these group settings. I think she's going to be a storyline. I just don't believe it's going to be a storyline past week four.
You know, they put New Jersey as my hometown because I was convinced they wanted me to have the Jersey girl rep. Just side note, she was born in Puerto Rico. Her family migrated to the U.S. when she was young, and she's been spicing up the lives of everyone around her since. She loves to salsa dance. Snoring is a deal breaker for her. And as a Puerto Rican, interesting, she doesn't eat spicy food.
Interesting. A lot going on there. Well, like I said, she's spicy. Spicy isn't always good in group settings.
Marlena is next. She's from Virginia Beach. She's 30, and she is a former Olympian, competed for Haiti at the 2012 Summer Olympics in track and field.
Oh, man, I hope there's not like one of those like high school running races. I mean, that would just be, that'd just be tough. Like, you just get, you're racing against an Olympian. That's like, you know, come on now. She's a sweetheart. She's been competitive. She's a leader. She's a leader in the house. She is openly joy-filled, has a great laugh to her. I think she's around a while. I don't think she's a Final Four. But I do think that the girls in the house really like her. And I think that's going to be sad to see her go.
Her fun facts beyond being Olympian include that she had a blonde mohawk in high school. There was no one in the world that can convince her to go bungee jumping. I wonder if the producers use this and see if Clayton could be that one man that will go bungee jumping with her. Yeah, and she prefers to travel solo and has visited over 15 countries on her own.
Terrible mistake by her. Rookie mistake.
Rookie mistake. Talk about your fears like that.
Yeah. Marlena, come on. You're better than that. You've prepped for the Olympics. You can prep for The Bachelor, and you go, and they say, hey, what's your biggest fear? And I'm like, you know, eating a mouse or something crazy like that. Like something you know they're never going to make you do. You don't say what you're actually scared of because you know exactly what you're going to be doing during the season.
It's hilarious. Melina is up next. She's from West Hollywood, California. She's 27 and is a personal trainer.
Our very first personal trainer this season, which is a surprise. We usually get quite a few personal trainers that jump on board here. We might get a few more coming up. I don't know. I haven't read through, but I want to say she's a Final Four. I do. I think she's interesting. I think she's intriguing. I think she's beautiful. And so I just see her being somebody that captivates Clayton's heart. One of the three women that captivate Clayton's heart this season.
Okay. Something about her bio is popping out at me. It must be talked about.
Okay.
She eats exclusively from the hot bar at Erewhon. Erewhon, I don't know if you know, is the most expensive grocery store I've ever been to in my life. You can get 5 items from Erewhon and it will be $65.
No.
So where she must be a very successful personal trainer because you've never seen the prices like this at a grocery store.
This makes me a little curious to her standards. It also makes me concerned for her during this season because the quality of food, the pizza pockets and the ham sandwiches that are thrown in the fridge are not exactly, I've never been to Erewhon material, I'm assuming.
Well, at least at the house, you can cook for yourself. This girl is going to have a serious issue if she starts traveling and eats the buffet food from traveling. I like the buffet food from traveling. Good thing she's also not going to one of like the locations to film because when we shot, and Ben and I can talk about this now, when you the places that they've been staying at these resorts, like the one that I was at Palm Springs, and then the other one in Nemecon, the food was horrendous, guys. Like, everyone talked about it. I have a friend who's a producer who said that, like, she ended up just basically living off Lay's because she couldn't eat the food anymore.
Yeah, you'd have a hard time when you travel because it's not, like, the buffets are fine.
The buffets, when you're, like, a cast member and you're going to, like, a hotel for the week and another hotel for another week, those are good.
Yeah, but, yeah, the delivery food, the five choices that you get every day for, like, 4 months are really start to wear on you.
Okay, well, anyway, besides that, when she dies, she wants to be buried in cranberry sauce and stuffing.
Oh.
Not bad food choices. She also loves being tucked in, which, confession time, I like being tucked in too.
Does Jared tuck you in?
It's like when I'm feeling extra vulnerable, like I like being tucked in if I'm like going to bed before Jared, and then like it's only been a pregnancy thing. And then, like, I like it when my mom tucks me in. Like, basically, she comes and says goodnight to me in my room. Is this the weirdest thing?
It's not the weirdest. You've always... Yeah, no, it's not weird. I mean, yeah. No, it's not that weird. I'd say it's different. It's unique. But I can see where you would like it.
It's not being tucked in, like, actually physically with the comforter. It's like you just coming to say goodnight to me while I'm in bed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Rachel is next, and she's from Claremont, Florida. She's 25. She's a flight instructor.
Whoa. Okay. Well, she likes to take risks. She is going to push the envelope this season for Clayton. She's going to be the one encouraging him to jump off the side of a cliff, to fly a plane, to, I don't know, to skydive, whatever they're going to do. I think she's around a while. Because she's such a change of pace for Clayton this season, I do think she is the one that he'll say when he goes to hometowns, she's been the one to push me out of my comfort zone. Not only with conversation, but with life activities.
Okay. She could live off Flaming Hot Cheetos. Yeah. And she can't wait to read Harry Potter to her kids one day. And that's really cute. That's really cute. Rihanna is next. She's from Dallas, Texas. And she looks like she's from Dallas, Texas. She's 26 and she's a registered nurse. Like, she has that Jessica Simpson look. Ben, what's your theory?
Huge personality. Like, just so loud, so outspoken. She's not mean spirited, so I think it's gonna be fine. But like, she is 100% Texas. And I know we've geographically stereotyped most of these
people, right?
But there is something to be said about somebody from Texas. You know they're from Texas because they'll tell you they're from Texas. And she's going to tell you she's from Texas.
She hates doing laundry. I know that we're going like a little off the beaten path right now. We keep having these side conversations. But I don't understand why laundry is such a big deal. Laundry is probably my favorite chore. You have anything to say about that?
I'm a weirdo. I like cleaning bathrooms. There's something satisfying to me to disinfect, to sterilize, to sweep, to wash down a bathroom because it's such a sacred place.
It's a sacred place.
Yeah.
Okay. She also is very competitive when it comes to playing Monopoly and loves to watch Naked and Afraid. She does seem like a competitive girl. All right. So we have Sally next. When was the last time you heard a 26-year-old was named Sally? 26 years old from Charlottesville, Virginia. Her occupation, oh my God, it's this girl. It's this girl.
What?
Occupation, previously engaged. No. She is the girl.
That's your occupation?
No. You know why they made it her occupation?
Why?
She was engaged and like had a bachelorette party and a date on the calendar. She was supposed to get married the September 2021 that she started filming The Bachelor, and she got accepted on The Bachelor and then went on The Bachelor and didn't get married.
This is a true story. This isn't like you coming up with something.
No. Oh, this is like goodness. The rumor. Like, she's this one where she was celebrating her bachelorette party in July or August, and then ended up on The Bachelor in September.
Oh no. My only story for her is, I'm sorry. This isn't going to go well for you.
This is going to go so bad for you.
Oh no.
Wow. Well, you know what? That marriage wouldn't have lasted anyway. So,
I mean, I think all signs point to you being right. Yes.
I mean, we don't have to come up with a storyline for her because she just created her own.
No, my storyline is it's just not going to go good for her. This is not going to be what she hopes it is.
It's going to be the worst thing of her life. Poor girl. But kind of. I don't know. She also hates cotton balls. Can't be near them. Cannot be near them. Is obsessed with hot tubs and wants to own her own clothing store one day. Samantha is next. She's a fiery redhead from San Diego.
Hold up real quick. Ashley, you want to hear a joke that I used to play when I was in middle school?
Uh-huh.
I used to call the CVS and ask if the person that answered if they had cotton balls. And when they said yes, I would go, "Do they tickle when you walk?" And then hang up the phone. That was a joke we played.
Do you have cotton balls?
Yeah, and they would go, yeah.
Do they tickle when you walk?
Do they tickle when you walk? That's what we used to do.
That's so funny. Oh, yeah. The days before caller ID.
Yeah, it was good. Anyway,
that's so funny. Okay, so Samantha is from San Diego, 26, occupational therapist. Oh, God, she makes us nervous, Ben, too. She likes going to EDM festivals.
Ooh. Oh, my. Yeah, she'll dance on a table. Like she'll be the one to get up there and get the crowd going. She'll be at the EDM festival, hands, you know, raising the roof, making sure everybody's having a good time. She's spunky. She's energetic, and she's got way too much energy for Clayton. Way too much energy for Clayton.
She has gone skydiving 12 times. She would love to own a dog sanctuary one day. She loves her white wine and playing blackjack. Now we have Sarah, who is one of our younger girls, 23, from New York, a wealth management advisor. Can you really be a wealth management advisor at 23?
Oh, yeah. If you're smart enough, you can. I mean, definitely. Good for her. That's a big job. Actually, last night, side note, Jessica and I were talking about if I'd ever want to get into finance again. I was like, no, it's too stressful. You got to manage everybody else's wealth. Anyways, good for her. She's smart. My question for you, Ashley, is how did they choose to do the close-ups? Like, she has a very close-up picture. I mean,
yeah.
If she had anything in her teeth, if she had any plaque, anything whatsoever, it's showing up in this picture. While the other girls, you know, kind of have a little distance.
Yeah.
They said, hey, you know what? You're pretty enough. Let's just stick your face over the whole photo. Like, as close as we can possibly make it. You know, with her, she's driven. We can tell that by her occupation. We can tell that by her age and occupation. She's driven, and she's going to drive and strive hard during this season. I think she's a part of the drama, though. I do. I see it. I think she's going to get in a couple arguments. She's going to get feisty, and it's not going to go bad for her. She's not going to be a villain, but she's definitely going to get mixed up once or twice because she's outspoken.
Feel that. Sarah gets frustrated by slow walkers, as do I, feel ya, girl. And she thinks that Wonder Woman is a badass. I mean, is that really an opinion or is that more of like a fact? Next up, we have Serene. She's 26 from Oklahoma City. She is a elementary school teacher.
Okay. She's definitely my top four. She is, she's going to like be a fan favorite by far this season. In fact, I think she's going to be up there for the next Bachelorette. I say that because she's an elementary school teacher. We've seen how that's played out during a season of The Bachelorette. It goes really well. They know how to manage a big room. They know how to have individual conversations. They know how to calm chaos. This picture right here looks like a New York best-selling author's picture. Like
it does. It's on the back of a big. It's on the back of a bestseller. Yeah,
it is. It is, and yeah. I think like that's going to be her. She's going to be a bestseller. She's going to make people fall in love with her because she's just that great.
I really like her fun facts because she loves theater, but only if it's musical theater.
Yes, get it. I mean, I enjoy theater, but it's all about the musicals. Pigs freak her out. Oh, guinea pigs freak her out. Okay, whatever. And she has a cat named Leonardo DiCaprio. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I told you. She's already won our hearts.
Shanae?
Shanae.
Okay. She looks like Whitney Bischoff. She's 29. She's from Sycamore, Ohio. She's a recruiter.
She looks like an A-list celebrity. That's what I think when I look at this picture. She looks like an A-list celebrity. She looks like she should have been born in 1950 and been like a cover model.
I see that.
Do you see that look? Like she just has that look to her. She catches Clayton's eye. She's definitely up there for me on first impression roses because she is going to make a great first impression. I think she's around a long time. I think she's great. In fact, I'd probably put her up there for somebody could be the next Bachelorette. But I think from this photo in general, she's pretty well-rounded and she's beautiful.
Well, she loves Christmas so much that she keeps her tree up all year round.
Yeah. That's either like really Christmassy or lazy because I'm in the process of taking down our tree right now. And it would be a lot nicer if we just keep it up.
Before New Year's Eve?
No, I'm taking down the ornaments, but I'm going to leave up the Christmas lights and Christmas tree. I was just doing it before the podcast.
I like to keep it up probably until like midway through that first week of January. Anyway, it is always depressing and we never want to do it, but I think it's something that should be done. Because then you don't appreciate it come Christmas time, you know? Mm-hmm. And like you need to have the feel.
Yeah.
Then, and another fun fact is that she's not interested in dating a man who performs magic.
Oh, wow. Way to be selective.
It's like she doesn't like when guys pull out like a deck of cards and start doing a trick. She's not interested in Chris Angel, people.
Yeah, I'm very interested in magic. I get very amazed by those card tricks.
Me too. Sierra is next. She is 26 from Dallas, Texas, and she's a recruiting coordinator.
Yeah, I look at her and I get the Texas vibes because of the denim shirt. Anybody can rock a denim shirt like this. They've got it going on. My story with her is she is an incredible question asker. She's a great listener. But she's also not afraid to share her opinion. I get good vibes from her other than one thing. On her picture, she didn't untuck her collar. So the details for her aren't there. She misses the details.
Oh, and Ben is being ultra picky.
She has a full denim outfit on though. Come on. If you don't think this girl's going to make it a long time, look at her outfit. She's there for a while.
Okay. Well, she, her favorite flower is a black rose. So like, that's really interesting going on The Bachelor and being into black roses, which I've never heard of before. Like dyed black roses, or is there such a thing as a black rose? Should I look this up real quick?
I'm sure there's a thing of black rose. I have a Neil Diamond
black
rose bush.
A Neil Diamond, like the artist?
It's pink and white. And it pumps out pink and white roses. There's all types of roses. You just got to go to a nice store sometime, a nice nursery, and look at the rose selections. There's a ton of them, Ashley.
Well, I'm pretty darn sure that the black roses are fake and they're dyed. And that's okay. They're pretty awesome. She also loves scavenger hunts and can't get enough of Korean food, including kimchi and rice. Next, we have Susie, another name I haven't heard on a 28-year-old in a while. Lots of girls from Virginia. We have, I think we have a couple Virginia Beachers, a Charlottesville girl. This is also Virginia Beach. 28, wedding videographer. Oh, goodness.
She was the star of her high school's cheerleading team. That girl can cheer for people so well. She is bubbly. She is cheerful. She is full of happiness and joy. I wouldn't be surprised if her bio says she's an NFL cheerleader.
Well, close enough. She won Miss Virginia in 2020.
There you go. That's accomplishment. Big for her. Well, 2020, she won Miss Virginia. Were you up for that?
Was I up for that? Yeah. I was married in 2020. You can't be married. And you also have to be below a certain age. You have to be like 26 or below when you win.
Okay.
Or maybe it's 28. I don't know. But I bet you it's 26. Anyway, she wants to be a documentary filmmaker one day. And she is a jiu-jitsu. Oh, I've never been able to say it. Jiu-jitsu champion.
Oh, good for her. I've been around some of those people because my brother-in-law practices. And holy moly, is that impressive.
Oh, yeah. It is difficult.
They just roll around on a mat and throw each other around for like an hour. And it looks exhausting.
It's really up close and personal.
Yeah.
You have to be okay with being up in someone's grill. And like, I hope you have good hygiene because you are sweating all over. Oh, it's kind of, I don't know. I think it's a little bit, I couldn't do it. I'll just say I can't do it. Teddy's next. She is one of our younger girls, 24, from Highland, California, a surgical unit nurse.
Is that a do it scrunchie that she's wearing?
She'd be doing the right thing if that's what it was.
She loves her parents. She's going to talk about her family a lot, which is a great thing. I did the same thing. But
well, it says she grew up in a strict Christian household.
Well, I'm still going to go with it. They've healed all wounds, if there are any. They love each other. She's going to talk about her parents. And somehow, I guess I'll say it this way, knowing that now, her parents are going to be a big topic of conversation throughout this whole season.
Okay. Well, guess what? She's not afraid to go for a late night skinny dip.
Well, there you go, girl. Get it.
She could eat pasta for every meal. Same, same. Growing up, she was terrified of ladybugs and she loves massages. I mean, who doesn't? And then we have Tessa. Tessa is from Stamford, Connecticut. She's 26 and she's a human resources specialist.
I guarantee.
And she's the last girl on our list.
I guarantee you this season, we hear her say, I love love, about 30 times. She is the I love love girl, or this is a great place to fall in love girl. She is going to be, she just looks like a girl that loves to be loved and loves to love.
Okay, well, that's funny that you say that. You guys, Ben doesn't read the bios when he comes up with his theories. And in this case, it says Tessa is such a romantic that she's often accused of being cinematic.
Oh, wow.
And she says when asked about how she feels about love, she says, quote, there's definitely a moment to be extra and romance is it.
Oh,
did
my
you really God. Not read that?
I look at these pictures. No.
Yeah.
And I say, you just see in her eyes. She's a lover of all people.
Well, this is a weird, weird fun fact. She has, and I can't wait to see them exploit it. She has a weird fear of red fruits that includes apples, grapes, and raisins.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be bad. Nothing's going to be weirder when they're having wait, does that mean she's scared of red roses? Now, it's not a fruit, but it's a red something that grows.
It's a plant. Wow, I want an apple right now. I want what's my favorite apple? Honeycrisp.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Okay. Well, hey, guys, that's it.
Yeah, that's all the girls for Clayton season of The Bachelor. None of the stories I made up are probably true. They're all probably very far off, but I am impressed. My first reaction is, hey, there's some beautiful women here with some incredible backgrounds who look like they're ready to fall in love. And I'm excited to watch their journey unfold during this season of The Bachelor. Well, Ashley, let's take a break here. When we come back, we're going to talk to you, yes, you, about Bachelor headlines. You're the best at it. We'll be back with the Almost Famous Podcast.
Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pamper Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pamper Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy, ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pamper Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It's time for Bachelor Nation headlines. Ashley Iaconetti is here to break them all down with us. This is a big headline, one that a lot of people got excited about. I kind of got excited about it, quite honestly, because I like them both as people a lot. I know them both as humans, and I'm excited to read this one. Why Bachelor Nation is buzzing over Michael A's outing with Amanda Kloots. This according to E.
Yeah. Okay. So we know that she is widowed and he is a widower, and they've been apparently talking for a while now, and they finally met up. They got dinner in their home state of Ohio, and they posted a picture about it just this week. Says, and then this is what Amanda said. She guess who I'm out on the town with. And then she took a picture at this tavern with Michael, and she shared the picture and said, finally meeting this guy in person after being Instagram friends with him for a year. Lots of fried food, drinks, great chats, and laughs. Michael ended up saying just two kids from Akron, Ohio. So then all the fans started like shipping this, you know, because it on paper, it kind of makes sense. You know, there are two people who understand each other on a level that a lot of people can't. And they say that they are so thankful that, you know, they met each other and have been supports of each other. Ben, would you see this as a couple alert?
I think it is. I think it's going to cause some rifts in Bachelor Nation because I wasn't going to be surprised.
Rifts?
Well, no, rifts because I think he was going to be a bachelor at some point. I think they were kind of prepping him, I would imagine. But I like this couple a lot. I mean, I don't even know if they are. They went on a date, they hung out, right? But they just make a lot of sense. They both have incredible stories of resilience, incredible stories of pain that none of us wish upon anybody, but they've made it through those and they've continued to be a loving, caring force in this world. So it's like, oh, this makes so much sense to me. In fact, when I saw the picture, I was like, this just looks awesome. And I want it to happen, but I don't want to get too excited.
They look very cute together. And if you guys don't know, both of them had their spouses pass away in 2019, I guess, Nick Cordero, he was the Broadway actor who passed away from COVID. His wife ended up being on Dancing with the Stars this past season. And so both of them have lost spouses within, I guess, within the year of each other. So we'll see what happens with this friendship and how it evolves. What's next?
I wouldn't be mad about it. Well, we're going to go down. There's only a few stories this week, probably because the holiday season, so everybody was feeling non-dramatic and just really happy. But we do have to congratulate a former Bachelorette contestant. You may remember him from his time on Caitlin Bristow's season of The Bachelorette. He was controversial, to say the least. But JJ Lane is expecting his first child wife, Kayla. His first child with his wife, Kayla. He does have Gemma from a previous marriage, but they did announce that they have a baby on the way for the summer of 2022.
Yes. Congratulations, you guys. We are so happy for them. They posted on Instagram that they won't be able to unwrap this present, you know, with the, you know, the pointing to her belly until July.
Yeah.
So very happy for them. They got married. Wow, it's been almost 2 years.
Yeah, it's been a bit. Well, hey, Nate, who Michelle ended up with at the end of her season, calls out Mike Johnson for questioning his intentions on The Bachelorette. This according to Us Weekly.
All right, this is a headline where I'm going to kind of direct you guys to listen to it because I think it's going to give you more clarity on the situation than if I were to just go back and forth reading quotes and trying to summarize the vibe, because there is hostility here between Nate and Mike Johnson. Like, a lot of hostility, but when I read you the quotes, it may not make perfect sense because I think a lot of it is in tone. But here's the brief summary. Mike Johnson tweeted out a couple weeks ago that he was watching Nate closely, as in, he didn't really like him or he was very weary of him. And then this tweet was brought up when Nate was on their podcast last week. And basically Nate was like, why would you say something like this? Like, you're watching, like you're watching me. And then he was like, well, because we all love Michelle and we want the best for Michelle. And look, Michelle's parents also didn't really like seem to like you on the show. And then Nate said something along the lines of, but like, you've been part of this process. I would think that you would know that lots of things don't get aired and lots of things don't go the way that it seems like it goes. And it basically just, it was just hostile throughout. And it's not as if they like made up on the show. Like, it kind of seems like it ends with Nate being like not satisfied with Mike's response about like caring about Michelle. He's like, it is what it is. I think somebody in your position would understand the environment. It seems like it'd be really interesting, but it's definitely not something that I like feel like I could sum up properly without you just listening to it.
So the truth of the story is this. There's hostility between Nate and Mike Johnson over Nate's intentions on the show and Mike calling
yeah.
for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you got to listen to get the whole.
So basically, like, he wins and Mike's like, I don't know if I feel like I trust you. And then Nate's like, well, thanks. Thanks.
Holy moly. Maybe it wasn't a quiet week. Well, final headline of this week. People are reading into something, but Bachelorette's Tayshia Adams likes ex-fiance Zach Clark's post, but spends Christmas morning alone 1 month after calling off engagement.
People think that they're on decent terms now because she liked a Christmas Eve post that Zach posted on Twitter. People just like to look into things, basically. But they're no longer a couple. And the picture that she liked showed him at a Christmas Eve mass with a candle lit over a book of hymns. And the caption read, all is calm, all is bright, Merry Christmas. I mean, wow. People are looking into this.
Well, what are you going to do? At least hopefully they're on good terms. That's our hope. Yeah. Well, our also hope is that you turn in next week to our next episode of the Almost Famous Podcast. We will be breaking down Clayton's very first episode of The Bachelor because it airs on the 3rd, right?
On the 3rd.
Let's go. We're back in it. This is our 1 week off. Hope you enjoyed us breaking down the cast. I hope you enjoy this next season of The Bachelor, and I hope you follow along with us as we walk through Clayton's journey. Well, that's all we got for today. I've been Ben.
I've been Ashley. Bye, guys. Happy New Year.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous Podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
When it comes to your job, you're likely well-versed, but what about your skin? Life's busy enough. It doesn't have to be a big chore to get well-versed skin. Check out the dermatologist-tested, cruelty-free vegan skincare products from Verst. It's under $25 and available at your local Target store, making it easier than ever to take care of your skin from head to toe. Podcast listeners, here's an exclusive deal. 15% off at VERSEDskin.com with code MEDIA15. That's VERSEDskin.com with code MEDIA15. Verst, available at Target.